Crown Mansion Jewelers.
Hey, good morning. It's Emery from Artie at Diamonds. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Is this Tim? This doesn't sound like Tim.
Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris. I'm not sure we've spoken yet. I wanted to follow up with Tim regarding a memo email that he sent to me.
Yeah, hold one moment.
Yep. Da, 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 da. Tim.
Yes.
How's it going, sir? It's Emery from RDI.
Yeah. Did you get my email?
I did get your email. I was taking a peek over everything now. What's been going on with the store? People aren't coming in looking for jewelry, or?
No, it's been slow, and they're not shopping. They're shopping colored stones mostly. We've been doing
gotcha.
Stuff and ready made. So yep.
Gemstones and such. Okay, how are your studs and tennis bracelets and the stuff that you have in stock already? Are you low in anything?
No, actually we're not. We're still pretty stocked up. We had a bunch of stuff before we got your guys' memo.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we're still sitting.
Okay.
Still sitting pretty strong on them. So, yeah. No, I appreciate asking. So.
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to just stay on top of everything with you guys. Yeah, if at any point anything changes, obviously feel free to reach out. Also, at any point, if you wanted to keep anything for stock as well, feel free to reach out. Some of the stuff is rather, that 157 marquee, that's a pretty good deal for a marquee.
Right. And we might do that before, the return date on them, we might take a look at it and see
what to keep.
What we want to keep, yeah. So.
Yeah. Some of the diamonds are...
Because there's stuff there we know they're going to sell. We know they're going to sell. It's just how long is it going to take?
Yeah.
You know, that's always the thing. So, and marquees, we're getting a little more action. People looking at them. So.
Yeah, there's a few marquees in here. The 157 is a pretty good deal. The DVS one. There's a little bit bigger, the 207 EVS one.
Yep.
Like either or would be great to kind of keep ready to go in the showcase. There is a vivid blue emerald, too. 5-carat.
Yes.
Anybody come and look at that?
Some people have. They like the color of the blue. We had some round ones we've had for quite a while, and one of them said, you got anything in the round? And we just happened to have the size they were looking for.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
That's one we had for, gosh, over a year.
I got yeah. So
I gotta admit, I was glad to see it go, but yeah.
I hear you. But yeah, okay, not a problem. If you guys don't need, is there any natural coals that you're working on that can give you a hand with, or?
No, I wish there was. We have not. You know, I gotta tell you, we have sold maybe in this last 6 months one natural.
Really?
And it's not for lack of trying. It's just We tell people we can do both, and then they'll talk themselves into, show me that lab grown, and let me compare.
What's the biggest pushback that you've been getting regarding the natural stuff?
Price. Mainly it's price. People are still shell-shocked, so that's got to be it totally. A lot of them are full-blown, wanting natural, and then they see the price on them, and they're like, maybe not so much, because they want huge, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, and I think that's the problem, you know, is they're, people are thinking that, well, it's, why would it be that much more than a 1-carat diamond? Why would a 2-carat be that much more?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a conversation with one of my jewelers in New Orleans, and he had a client that just came in and was looking for a 4-carat radiant, like 4-carat,
yeah.
5-carat, and I was like, okay, are we thinking natural or are we thinking lab? Because then I quoted, like, I think it was a 5-carat radiant that I quoted in lab, and it was, I don't know, $2,000, something like that, and then in natural was like $80,000. And I was like, well, what do you think the budget is? Because it's a pretty big discrepancy. Because the client was like, well, we might go with natural, we might go with lab. And I'm like, well, it's a pretty big decision. So,
yeah.
I mean, I just don't think. A lot of times the clients just don't even know what they're asking for either. They'll see the natural price tag and they'll be kind of like, whoa, and then they automatically shift back over to lab. But,
right.
But yeah, anywho, yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time, Tim. I know you're a busy man. Just wanted to just follow up with you, see how we were doing.
All right. I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.